Well, well, well. What's going on here then? Who are you? And what are you doing in my house? Oh, a man of the church, are you? Do tell. How has our Heavenly Father been lately? Ha! You, an exorcist? Your knees are only just barely holding out. You're shaking so much. How do you plan on killing me? No response? Here, I'll make it easy for you. Simply climb these stairs to me and do your worst. Stake me. Splash me with holy water. Throw that cursed crucifix in my face. Whatever it is you have in that bag of tricks, I won't move an inch. Of course I'm serious. Come get me. I'm yours for the taking. That's right. Up the stairs you go. Little wobbly there, huh? Watch out. That one sags. Oh, good show, good show. I do love a court jester. Fool. You're so terrified you can't even walk straight. You made a very, very bad decision coming here today. Now, don't get up. I'll come down to you. Oh, poor thing. All crumpled up. Petrified by fear. It's pathetic, but somewhat endearing. Alley-oop, mortal. Now, let's get a good look at your face. Not bad. You're handsome. It's really too bad you've decided to make such a waste of your life. Oh well, can't be helped now. Now, your life is mine. Oh, are you crying? You poor, poor thing. Let me get those tears for you. No reason to cry yet. Things are only going to get worse for you from here. Or better, depending on your outlook. Hey, up here. Staring at my breasts in your position? My, you must be joking. Surely there are other more pressing matters demanding your attention right now. You'll have to be punished. No one gets away with such a boldly disrespectful gesture in my home. Tilt your head to the side. I said do it. Don't make me be more persuasive. First, you come into my house uninvited. Next, you try to kill me. And finally, you profane me with your eyes. Your transgressions have made me very, very angry, boy. And when I get angry, I get hungry. You're going to feed me, and you're going to love every second of it. We night creatures have a unique eroticism to us. Any act done in service to us is bound to be immensely pleasurable. The fear, the adrenaline, it is intoxicating to me. It is taking every ounce of my will to restrain myself from leaping onto your neck and draining you dry. The anticipation must be killing you. How does my breath feel so close to your neck, all hot and wet on your skin, sending tingles all the way down your body? God damn, I'm so hungry for you. I cannot wait any longer. You may survive, you may not. It depends on how much I decide to drink. Just know that even if you do manage to, you will spend the rest of your life as my thrall. Here I come, boy. Get ready. Psych. It was only your first infraction, so I'll let it slide for now. But just so we're clear, look at my body without my permission again, and I'll kill you. But not yet, boy. Not yet. There's still most so much fun yet to be had. I want to play with you a little longer. Come along now to the dungeon. Well, here we are. Your new arrangements. How do you like them? What's that? Oh, still blubbering. A bit of a rude way to respond to my hospitality, wouldn't you say? We'll have to punish that. First, we'll have to lose the pants. And this just goes around your ankle here. There. Sometimes all a naughty boy needs is a leash to keep him obedient. I would have put it around your neck, but I'll be needing access to that. From now on, you will do anything I say, without trepidation, without question, or I will make a feast of your intestines. You will only speak when spoken to. You will only look at me when I ask you to. I don't want you to even breathe without my permission. I am your master. Do I make myself perfectly clear? Speak clearly. Say yes, master. I understand. Good. Now stand up. Stand before your master. Look into my eyes. Fade into them. You look almost content now. Like you've accepted your failure and the pathetic state your life is in right now. You look like you might even enjoy being chained up for me. Well, as your first act of service to me. So many to choose from. I know. I want you to masturbate while I watch. Head down, though. I do not want you looking at me with your hands on that disgusting cock. That's right. Chin down and start stroking. Worship me in your unworthiness. Look at you. So desperate. So eager. You're completely under my spell. I don't think it matters, though. Even if you had the option to leave, I don't think you would. My, look at you go. You're even grunting a little bit. What a sight. You're already proving yourself worthwhile. Stop. Stop, I said. Immediately. Don't you even think about touching yourself again. You're entertaining, mortal. I'll give you that. But let's just see how devoted you are. Get down. If you are to become my devoted servant, you will have to cater to my every desire. So it follows that you will have to learn to hold your breath for when I decide, on a whim, to force feed you my pussy. I also suggest you learn to swallow. Yes, perfect. Eat away, slave. So fucking great. So fucking great. Does it hurt your neck when I grind on your face like this? Actually, don't answer. I don't care. Oh, you taste that? My undead juice is swirling out of my pussy and sliding down your throat. Just keep slurping it all up for me, like a good little boy. And what's this? Is this actually making you hard? My, your mind must be breaking clean in two. You do realize the danger you're in, right? You're in the clutches of a hungry, sadistic mistress of the night. No, no, no. This is all wrong. You should be begging for your life. Beg for me. Beg me to spare your life. Say, please, mistress, spare my life. Louder, like your life depends on it. Beg me to let you up for air. Scream it. Scream my name. Mistress, mistress, please let me breathe. I don't want to drown. There, see? I'm not so horrible, am I? I would never waste a perfectly good slave like that. Besides, I like you like this. Your face covered in my cum, cock hard like stone. I mean, look at this thing. Did you just flinch when I flicked your shaft? Oh, so sensitive. What if I just ran my finger along the head, like this? Oh, I do like to hear my subjects moan. Good boy, moan your devotion to me. You're such a good listener, mortal. Maybe I should reward you. How would you like to be inside my mouth? Oh, the look in your eyes tells me everything. Just keep looking into my eyes as I get lower and lower. I think I'll start by licking the tip a little, cleaning some of that pre-cum off of you. Wow. It looks delicious. Get ready for me. 3, 2, 1. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. You really think that I would put your cock in my mouth? The fact that you believe I would put that vile member anywhere near these pristine lips of mine is simply insulting. You clearly have much to learn. Look. Nothing I'm doing here is for you. It's for me. My pleasure, not yours. I don't care whether you enjoy being here, chained up in my dungeon, and used as my sexual object. In fact, I enjoy your discomfort. I love teasing you, causing you pain, making you fear me. The fear of a human man begging for his life, writhing under my boot and crying for mercy, is incredibly sexy. When you first came to my house, you were so confident. You were so sure you were going to kill me. And yet, the moment, yes, the exact moment you saw me, everything changed. You realized that you could never win, a realization that swallowed your whole body in cold fear. Seeing all the blood run out of your face, the hope fade from your eyes while your jaw hung slack, that's the moment I knew. It was love at first sight. I knew I just had to take you here, lock you up, and have my way with you over and over again for the rest of time. And I know that for all that time, I wouldn't get bored with my toy once.
Why?
Why?
Because you're a coward, of course. A weak, sniveling coward. No matter how long you stay here, you will never stop being afraid of me. Afraid of the things I've already done to you. Of what I might do next. You broke so easily, dear. And unfortunately for you, there's nothing I like more than a broken man.
Oh. He's crying again. Don't worry. I'll help you. Master will take care of it.
Yes. My gods, yes. The fear in your eyes is intoxicating. Whatever I'm going to do with these claws of mine. I like to mark what I own. And I own you.
Oh, stop being difficult. You're only bleeding a little bit. Trust me, it looks great from up here.
Oh, the look on your face, slave. It's absolutely miserable. It's almost too much for me. I need to come now. And I'm going to use your cock. Don't thrust, squirm, or move a fucking inch, or I'll kill you.
Oh, perfect. Oh, look at my tits as I bounce on your cock. Oh, mistress commands it. Oh, your body is mine to use as I see fit. You have no say. When I want to have you, I will. Any time of the day, no matter how many times a day. Moan for me, insect. Moan for your goddess. Oh, this must be the best you've ever felt in your entire life. Feeling my tight, pristine pussy grip your cock. I'm sure it's tighter than anything you've ever felt. Well, don't get too excited. You don't want to know what'll happen to you if you shoot your load inside me without your permission. Oh my. Oh, I'm so close. So goddamn close. I'm gonna come all over your cock. I'm gonna come all over your cock, slave. I'm gonna cover it in my vampire essence. And you best be ready to come with me. Oh God, you look so delicious right now. I can't control myself any longer. I'm so hungry. I'm about to.
Your blood is in my veins. Your semen in my belly. You are mine now. For now and evermore, my thrall. No longer a man of God. How lucky for you to spend the rest of eternity as my immortal sex toy.